Second of the Victorian meetings today goes to the synthetic track at Pakenham. There's eight races on the program to take us through them. Ray Huxley, good morning.
And good morning, Brendan.
Eight races to deal with. Feels not overly big there today. Have we been able to lock a couple in?
Yeah, I like the meeting. I always like the synthetic at Pakenham. Of the synthetic tracks, it's the one I prefer to bet on. And with a reasonably sized field, some of them a little bit small, I think it'll be a good day on the punt today. And I think the stable to follow is the Hay Stable. I think I've just had a quick count. I think I've tipped them to win four races, and they've still got other chances as well. So I think they're going to have a pretty good day.
We'll be following with interest. First event on the program's a three-year-old maiden over 1,400. There are no changes here. Uluru is the Tamfix Odds favourite at three. Madeira Bay, $3.20. Miss Harry at $3.70. To Gorgeous Success at $8.50. Not a lot over the top three in betting here, Hucker.
Yeah, I'm pretty keen on the six. I think this will be the Hayes' first winner. It's resuming from a spell. It's a very, very lightly raced, very well bred filly by not a single doubt. First up, last preparation was here over 1,400 metres and was a bit stiff not to have won, I thought. Ran second there to Written on a Rock. Came from way back on the home turn and really flashed home and only got beaten a half length. And then went to Ballarat its next start and didn't really handle the Ballarat synthetic. And a lot of horses don't with the kickback there. And after that was turned out for a break. Resumes today with Winkers on for the first time. And I think it'll be winning the first from Uluru, who does look the danger. Was placed here at its first start in the race. Did get beaten seven lengths by the same token. And I thought it was pretty ordinary the other day when it ran fourth at Donald. So I think the six will run favourite, and I think it'll win. 6 from 4, 7 and 1.
6, 4, 7 and 1 from Ray in the first race, number two on the program. This is a fillies and mares maiden over 1,200 metres. 7 to run here, no changes. Swan Island is the favourite for the Hayes Dabedick team at $2.60. Spanish Harlem, $3.50. Bronski Girl, $4.40. Jamaican Harry at 5. Out to Ruby Anna Jane at 12.
Yeah, I like Spanish Harlem here, number 4. It's a pretty open race by the same token, but this mare went well at Ballarat on the synthetic last start. That was the first time it had encountered a synthetic track. If it goes as well on the Pakenham synthetic as it went on the Ballarat synthetic, then I think it is the one to beat it. It also has been placed at Bairnsdale and Kyneton on turf tracks. Got barrier one here. Looks very hard to beat. Number 7, Swan Island. Gee, it made a long run first up to get up and run third at the Ballarat synthetic track. It was a long way back. It just kept responding to pressure. I think it's the main danger, then 6 and 2. 4, 7, 6, 2.
4, 7, 6, 2. The second race, number 3, is a maiden over the 1,600 metres. There are no changes here. Macedonian Ruler for Hayes Dabedick and Beau Mertens, $1.90. Positive Mind Lewis German rides for the same training establishment, $3. We Want Frankie, $4.60. Piscean at 13. Out to B Miss Lucci at $15. Looks a race for the Lindsay Park operation here, Hucker.
Very much so, and I think number one is probably the good thing of the day. It showed ability in a couple of trials, including a trial here when it ran second, and then it made its debut, and gee, it was a good thing beaten. It ran third, it got beaten a half length, but everything went wrong, got badly held up around about the 500 metres to the home turn. And then it got very tight in the last little bit, and the rider couldn't really get at it. I think barrier one today with that run under its belt, I think it just wins. I know it's $1.90. I think it's probably around $1.50 chance. I think it'll be winning number 1, 1 from 2, 4 and 8.
1, 2, 4, 8, race number 3, race number 4. This is a maiden over 1,000 metres, 3, 5 and 8. The scratchings here. Tamfix Odds favourite is Arts Place at $1.80. Odaline, $3.10. La Femme at $5.50. Phantom Spark at 9. Out to In an Instant at 18. Hucker, just numerically looking at the form guide, this looks like it might have been a bit of a tough assignment trying to sort them out.
Yeah, well, the top one, has really, really been backed as though the race was run yesterday. He's a 5-year-old who has been showing a lot of ability on the track. He only had one run. That was back in January when he was sent out. He was well and truly in the market, got involved in a dispute for the early lead, and finished up dropped out in the end to run second last, and then they turned him out for a spell again. Obviously, he's a horse with good ability, but I'm more inclined to go with number 11, Odeline, who's very quick. It'll lead them up over the 1,000 metres here. It ran second at Warrnambool, its first start in the race, and a pretty good maiden. And then out at Ballarat by a start again that led them up, just got tired in the last little bit. Don't think it was in the best part of the track. I've gone with the 11, but, gee, I do respect the big support for number 1. I go 11 from 1, 10 and 7.
11, 1, 10, 7 in race number 4. Race number 5 is a 2,200-metre benchmark 58. 7 is the scratching, 7 to run. Able Engine, Jaden Lloyd in search of that first victory, gets this one down to 60 kilos with the claim of $1.80. Rock Pearl at $2.50. Dangerous Spin next best out to 9.
Yeah, I've seen this young boy, Jaden Lloyd. He had several rides for the Hayes Dadnick stable recently, and I thought he went quite okay, and I think he might break through here on Able Engine. I think it and Rock Pearl really stand out from the rest of them. I think they're the only two you need in the quadrilla, and I'm going with the those two to fight it out. Not much between them, 1 and 2. I think that's, as I mentioned, all you need in the first leg of the quaddy. 1 and 2, next best 5 and 3.
1, 2, 5, 3 in the first leg of the quaddy. Race number 6 on the program is a benchmark 58 over the 1,600 metres. There are no changes here. Hadia, $2.60. Tycoon Warrior, $4.40. Sassoon at 5. Blue Seal, 7. Out to Written Attraction at 8.50.
Yeah, I'm going with the Hayes team again here with number 2, Hadir. I think the price is very much under, so I want better odds than what they're offering at the moment. $2.50, $2.60. That's a little bit short for mine. This horse is still a maiden after 5 starts, but his last 3 runs have been good, and his only start here on the synthetic, he was narrowly beaten and probably unlucky running second behind He's a Fox, and that's really good form for this. So I just think he's a little bit under the odds, but I have got him on top. Number 3, Sassoon. He's very well placed in a race like this. A horse who has won 3 races. Wasn't too far away at Sale last start. Made up a lot of ground and has been placed on a synthetic track. So I think he's probably the main danger. And then 5 and 4. 2, 3, 5 and 4.
Race number 7 on the program, a benchmark 58 over the 1,100. 3 is a scratching here. The Tanfix Dodds favourite is Grand Diamond at $2.70. Scoozy, $4.20. You'll thrash him at $5.850. Jador out to a ton of courage at $8.50.
Yeah, pretty open affair, I thought. Grand Diamond, another one of the Hayes camp. It was very good winning the Ballarat on the synthetic on debut. It sat just off the pace. And when the boy pressed the button, it went clunk, and it won it very well. It's difficult, as you well know, Brendan, it's difficult to win a maiden and then go on and make it 2 in a row. But this filly did look good, and I've got to put her on top. For second, I put in number 8, a ton of courage. It's going okay. It's a definite chance here. And then 1 and 4. 6, 8, 1 and 4, I'll be putting all of them in the quaddy.
Race number 8 on the program is a benchmark 58 over 1,400 metres. 10 and 14 come out. Number 13, Ocean Spy, to be ridden by Alana Kelly. Curio Kane is the favourite here for Rachel Cunningham and Jason Maskeel at $4.80. Abyssinian gets the 3-kilo claim at 5 and Circle 5.50. Ocean Spy $6.50, just around midnight $8.
I'm pretty keen on the top one here, Abyssinian. He's been racing on city tracks. Look, the opposition here, they wouldn't be allowed on city tracks. Abyssinian, 2 starts ago, ran a really good 5th at Caulfield in a fillies and mares race there, only beaten 3 lengths behind Miss Anano and Jorda. Gee, if it repeats that form with the 3-kilo claim here, it's going to be very, very hard to beat. Number 10 I put in for second. This is the best outsider in the race. It's on the improve and definitely has a chance here with Noel Callow taking over today. Number 8, Kurakane, has been very consistent but got an awkward barrier. And the next best I put in, number 13, Ocean Spy. I go 1, 10, 8 and 13.
1, 10, 8, 13 on the last from Pakenham. Hucker, before we surmise Pakenham, have you been able to cast your eye over the jumps program at Ballarat today?
Oh, very much, Matt. I'm very interested in the, you know, I love jumps racing. I think the national, Twinkle Toes will win very easily. I think he's a very, very, very exciting horse, and I don't think, much as we'd love to see Wells win, I don't think you can give him 4.5 kilos. I think Twinkle Toes will be winning that. Mate, I'm against you in the steeple. I know your best bet was Ascot Red. I've got a big query about him on heavy ground. So I'm inclined to go against you there, but my best definitely in the national. Twinkle Toes, I think he'll be winning.
We're riding in sync in the national, though. That's where it matters, Hacker. I think Tally Ho will be really hard to beat. Best value quaddium play for the synthetic meeting at racing.com park.
Yes, no fancy odds, but I think Macedonian Ruler is a good thing in race three. $1.90, I'll be taking that. I think the value, I haven't tipped you on top, but in the last race, it was called Trupped, number 10, I think is going to be good value. He'll be double figures, and I think he's got a good winning chance. For the Quadrella, I think the first leg you only need 1 and 2, the second leg 2, 3, 5, the third leg, a little difficult, I go 1, 4, 6 and 8, and the last leg I'm going 1, 8, 10 and 13.
Thanks very much, Ray. Good luck today at Pack and a Man Ballarat.
Thanks, buddy.